Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Your business model is still working itself out on this party business, right?
Yeah, it's I think what makes the Hollywood Party Experience.
Is that the name of the new company, Brad?
Yeah, Hollywood Party Experience. And I think what makes it a unique experience for planning a party is that we have a very talented first-class list of performers. And we're contemporary. There's a company right now that sends out, I don't know if you've seen David Letterman lookalikes and so on. The David Letterman lookalike will go out and does a top 10 list and that kind of thing, which we think is very old school.
You had an ad agency in the San Francisco area for a while, right?
In Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas, I'm sorry.
And we still have our ad agency, but we're trying to branch out a little bit.
Well, when you say these party impersonators, I know I've seen them, like they send people who look like celebrities to parties.
Yeah, and the Austin Powers.
I was going to say Austin Powers, Yeah Baby.
Yeah, and it's all very, I guess in many ways, Phil, we really feel that it's kind of a pre-9/11 mentality. And the reason why I say that is we live in the age we live in. People are more ready for their entertainment. They want it now. They want it to be guaranteed funny right now. No gray areas. And, you know, it's sad, but true. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So they really want guaranteed laughs and entertainment right now. And what we do is when you call our company, we send to you different impersonators, many of them dancers, singers, and so forth, right out of contemporary entertainment. And we feel it's a quality product.
All right, let me talk, though, about this family in Las Vegas that hired your company to entertain at their daughter's bas mitzvah, correct?
That's the Armin family, right.
All right, you know of them?
I know them, and they've had my company's response to their complaints.
What they ordered for this child's party, what had they originally ordered?
Well, they wanted a Michael Jackson lookalike, which is a very popular act. The gentleman who, in fact, impersonates Michael Jackson for our company is a very local, very good local singer and dancer named Tony Richards. Very good act. But we do something a little different, Phil. I review all the requests. I look at the party that we're being asked to provide for, to entertain. And then I look at them with my partner, a gentleman by the name of Ken Perdee. And I felt that this party, a bas mitzvah for a little girl, which is a Jewish tradition of celebrating a young lady becoming a woman, needed more.
So So that I understand, the people might want a certain act, but you will review their request, and if it doesn't seem right?
Well, in other words, our business is not just a business where you ask for a Michael Jackson impersonator or whatever we provided. We see ourselves as producing your party. And if you request Michael Jackson, and we don't think that that's quite what the event that you are planning needs, we're going to go ahead and make an executive decision there.
All right, well, let's get to the point. This young lady's bas mitzvah, the Armin family's daughter, you sent over a Natalie Holloway lookalike. This is the young lady who went missing in Aruba.
Well, first of all, let me explain something to you. They're celebrating the coming of age in the Jewish faith of a young girl. Yes, we have a Natalie Holloway lookalike, but you need to understand something.
Well, let me ask him, what is the taste of something like that? What about the feelings of the Holloway family, the feelings of this family?
As I said, we live in the post-9/11 world. This needs to explaining. People don't know if they're going to be alive tomorrow. I know. You know, you want me to wait to you know, roll out our Natalie Holloway lookalike. But by the time it's all right to laugh about that, you're dead from a terrorist bomb. And we felt the family.
Well, what do we mean when it's all right to laugh about Natalie Holloway being abducted?
Well, yes, because of the sooner or later people make jokes about that. But now you can't wait, because if I wait, some other company is going to have a Natalie Holloway lookalike.
Oh, well, I think it's a questionable decision in terms of taste.
Not if you consider it in the post-9/11 world.
Now, the family says that you sent over a Natalie Holloway lookalike. At first, they didn't know who this girl was. She said she was from your company. She was dressed in a cheerleader outfit and twirling a baton.
That's correct, yes.
Why did you make that decision?
Because the videotapes that they show on the news showed a young lady, Natalie Holloway, twirling a baton. I'm sure you've seen these.
Yeah, okay, I've seen those. But so she's dancing through the party, twirling a baton until I think it was Mr. Armand asked her, that the gentleman who's hosting the party, who are you supposed to be or who are you? And she said, Natalie Holloway.
That is correct.
All right, so...
And I think it's in... We felt the family would appreciate it. We're very insulted. And as a result, we're not going to give the deposit back. Because...
Well, why are you insulted? You sent over a Natalie Holloway lookalike to twirl a baton and dance around a party for a little girl's bas mitzvah party.
Because, Phil, this is a young girl that they obviously love very much, as any family would. What will make you appreciate a little girl more than to see... A dead girl twirling a baton. I'm not saying a dead girl, but the girl who is, I mean, she's probably dead.
And all right, so if they're looking at the lookalike of an abducted girl?
They are going to appreciate the little girl more. That's one. Number two is, yes, the comedy. If there's comedy to be derived from it, we need to access it now because, as I said, tomorrow, you may be dead from a terrorist bomb. So this is the stuff you got to think about when you're doing the kind of work that I do.
And all right, let me. Our phone number here. Hold on for a moment. Brad Rifkin with me from the Hollywood Party Experience, a company in Las Vegas that sends out impersonators, lookalikes to parties. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here to talk about. This family complained they want the deposit back. You are considering a lawsuit against them, which I want to hear a little bit more about.
Well, the father physically went after me. All right.
Well, all right. You say that you're in... We'll talk about that. But you say you're insulted. You sent over a Natalie Holloway lookalike to twirl a baton and dance around a party because this little girl's bas mitzvah, what better way to appreciate a little girl?
Yes, sir. To see a dead kid, you know. In other words, you would say... This girl I love, you know what, because she could be her. And, you know, lying at the bottom of a lagoon or something. So what we did and what we continue to do is you try to appreciate the life of this little girl who is not at the bottom of a lagoon and say, this is a great thing. Now, I realize that might seem tasteless to some, but if they look at it in light of the post-9/11 world we live in, if you don't get your laughs today, tomorrow... You step into a double-decker bus, and you become a part of the scenery. So what happens is we need the laughs quicker, and we have to take advantage of the contemporary, the laughs. Now,
all right, I'm going to ask you something. The father went after you?
Well, look, I told this Armin man, he tried to physically assault me, and that was the most shocking thing. When I went to get the rest of the money they owed us the next day, this guy lunges at me. And I'm telling you, I had witnesses for this. And if I have to sue this man, I think it's going to be a tragedy. Because, first of all, he's a very wealthy physician, and it would be easy to sue him. But instead, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask him. We're going to keep his deposit, and I want to double the fee.
All right. What is the fee for your company?
It's $2,000 a performance.
All right, $2,000, you're asking for $4,000, and you won't sue him for trying to physically attack you.
That is correct, yes.
Do you have any understanding at all that this man might have been very upset that his daughter's bas mitzvah might have been dishonored?
I don't think that's the case at all, Phil. I think that's dirty pool to say that. I didn't dishonor this young girl. This was a fun event. I spoke to a couple of people that were there. They thought it was, very amusing. And I am very, very insulted that anybody would think that our attempt to make a young girl's life more valuable to her family would be considered bad timing.
Although you do admit that sending a Natalie Holloway lookalike to this bas mitzvah, you wanted to get some laughs, too.
If there's laughs to be had, you will take the laughs, too. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Who's going to laugh at that is what I'm asking you.
Anybody that knows tomorrow he may step into a cab... And when you turn the ignition, you see flames leap out from the dashboard, flames leap out from under the seat. You got about 2 seconds to jump out of the car. The whole thing blows up. I'm talking about a car bomb, yeah.
1-800-449-8686 with Brad Rifkin of the Hollywood Party Experience. The conflict with the Armand family of Las Vegas. Your company sent a Natalie Holloway lookalike to a little girl's bas mitzvah party. Naomi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say that you have a really sick sense of humor. The fact that you feel that it's your right or it's your place to give some kind of ultimate meaning to people's lives, what would have been more valuable to this young girl was to get what she requested, which was Michael Jackson.
Well,
and this executive decision was just completely uncalled for.
Well, ma'am, you're not in the business that I'm in, so I've got to...
No, I understand the business that you're in, but I also understand that if a parent is requesting a certain entertainer for their child's birthday, then they feel is more important. And since they're paying you, you in the business
why not just send
should
them
understand that and should give them what they request.
Why not just send the Michael Jackson impersonator?
Because we had an opportunity to roll out the new Natalie Holloway lookalike. We felt this was a very good time to do it. And to the
but
lady's
wait
point,
for somebody to ask for the Natalie Holloway.
Ma'am, to address your point about humor, in the post 9/11 age where you could step out of your front door tomorrow and get hit by an airplane crashing into your home, we got to get the jokes out fast because tomorrow may be too late.
Then go to a comedy club and do open mic stand-up if you want comedy.
No, that will open mic. That's amateur night.
If for service, then you need to respect that request.
Amateur, ma'am, my company is a big company. You telling me to go do amateur night at a comedy club?
I'm telling you to give the people what they request when they're going to pay you money.
Well, I
don't
see...
That's what I'm asking you to do is to respect that. Was in your contract, does it say that executive decisions can override the request of the patron?
It's in there, yeah.
And, well, depending upon the size of the print, huh?
Well, Mr. Henry, that's not called for, you know.
Well, come on.
Well, size 2 print is a little hard for most people to read.
I would suggest you read. But the point is, we didn't do anything wrong. What we did do
what
is
you
say...
What you did was
no,
you, re-
we
you
said,
neglected
here,
the request
here is
the
this
parent.
Lovely little girl who's having a bas mitzvah. You know, thank you, lucky stars, she's not a cheerleader in a lagoon.
Well, absolutely. Well,
oh,
but the thing is it's up to each right. individual to take the responsibility of what might happen to them tomorrow. But what they wanted for right then, for their tomorrow, was to have
a special
meeting at their daughter's bas mitzvah and to have a certain entertainer be there. And
but if you want to have our Michael Jackson impersonator is a white man who wears blackface, what are you going to say to me tomorrow?
And they do that all the time in Hollywood. And if that's what I'm paying for, then that's what I want.
Right. Thank you, Naomi.
I don't want someone to
thank
you.
1-800-449-8686. Brad Rifkin with us from Hollywood Party Experience. The family ordered a Michael Jackson impersonator for their daughter's bas mitzvah, and what they got instead was a Natalie Holloway lookalike. The young girl who is missing in Aruba is not even yet declared dead by any authority that I know of. The other thing that I think is important, now he just said their Michael Jackson impersonator is a white guy in blackface. All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Brad Rifkin, and he has this entertainment business. And whether or not he has the right to send a Natalie Holloway lookalike to your daughter's party, we'll discuss more on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Taking talk radio to the next level. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Here's my question for you. Dave, Brad Rifkin joins us here on The Phil Hendry Show. The company is called Hollywood Party Experience. When a family has a party...
No, but I explained to you already. It's in the contract.
But when a family has a party for their daughter, a little girl who's having a bas mitzvah, how old was she?
It's 14. In the Jewish faith, generally, it's a 14-year-old girl.
In the bas mitzvah?
For bas mitzvah, yeah.
All right. They wanted Michael Jackson. You made the executive decision, as per the contract that you have, that I guess they didn't read, to instead deliver Natalie Holloway.
Look, the Michael Jackson impersonator that we have is actually a white guy in blackface. I made the decision at the last second to not send over a white guy in blackface because I felt it would be way more offensive to this family than a Natalie Holloway impersonator. And the reason why I said that, and the reason why I made that decision, this is a very prominent Jewish family in the Las Vegas community. The father's a very well-known physician. Gives to an awful lot of different philanthropic organizations, many of them having to do with the civil rights, so on and so forth, of African Americans. So they're very conscious, this family is, of race relations, so forth. I send over an impersonator in blackface with white gloves, and they're going to go wild on me.
So instead, it's Natalie Holloway with a, in a cheerleading outfit twirling a baton. And why do you have a guy...
It's a far better decision, Phil.
Why do you have a guy in blackface?
Because he's a better dancer, frankly, than any of the other guys that we auditioned.
And you, and he's Michael Jackson.
Yeah, and he's not really blackface. It's a darkening of the skin. But he's white. He has we give him a wig. So it's a curly Q wig, you know, the kind. And we give him white gloves to cover up the hands.
Well, you can get the hands darker, can't you?
Well, it's a throwback to the minstrel act, you know. We thought as long as we're doing it, we might as well. And Jackson wears the glove anyway.
So, all right, well, then there is a little bit of a racist thing there when you got...
There's nothing racist at all, Mr. Henry.
Well, you're doing... It's a throwback to the minstrel act.
No, sir, no. And I don't want to get a sidetrack here, but my business is very reputable.
All right, I'm sorry, but you even said that you were afraid that the family might be offended by that.
So we made the decision to send the Natalie Holloway... girl over.
Okay, in the brochure, you're advertising Natalie Holloway.
Yes, we did not change. If you have the flyer that we were circulating, we haven't changed the wording.
Okay, because it says here, dead cheerleader, okay? Then it says your own Natalie Holloway.
We didn't change the wording. That got out, and I apologized about that.
Well... All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Dorothy. Dorothy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, hi.
I just have to say I'm totally appalled. I'm sick to my stomach hearing about this idea, this guy. And
I was coming
I have
on
a little
show
daughter
to promote my business.
Myself.
I didn't know that they were going to start ripping into me.
And I cannot believe that he would do this to the Holloway family. Most of us Americans are sick over this situation, watching the news every night to see if progress has been made on this beloved little girl. And the fact that he could get away with something like this man should be sued.
Wait a minute. What am I going to get sued for? This Natalie Holloway or her corpse
what you've
is
done,
a national personality.
Her corpse is a national personality?
What I'm saying is...
She's not even dead yet.
Okay. You're
you
kidding,
don't
right?
even know whether she's dead yet.
Ma'am, you know as well as I do.
Her parents, everybody, we don't know yet. And you've already got her dead and you're selling her?
Ma'am, I am not
you've
selling
her. You've got a problem,
her.
Sir.
Listen to what the lady's saying, and I think it bears at least a little scrutiny. Let's say...
You don't believe the girl was eaten by a shark. You think she's still alive?
Wait a minute. Let's say, for the purpose of argument, that it's okay to have a Natalie Holloway impersonator. This girl is not yet declared dead.
Phil, in a post 9/11 age, when you could be blowed up with a bomb tomorrow, you can't wait around for this stuff. This woman who's complaining right now to me on the phone, Dorothy, with all due respect, tomorrow you may walk to the mall and some guy with a towel on his head decides to detonate a suitcase next to you. You going to be worried about Natalie Holloway? I don't think so.
Every day that you get up, sir, you don't know if you're going to live another minute.
Exactly.
So your theory on this post 9/11 junk, I'm telling you right now, you're way off base, sir.
No, it's more likely today that a guy with a towel blows a briefcase up than 10 years ago.
What do you mean a guy with a towel? In other words, in America?
Yes, in America. Far more likely that some guy from, you know, over there stands next to Dorothy here at a movie queue to go in and see, you know, whatever, the latest Sandra Bullock movie. And the next thing you know, this guy's decided to pull some kind of a ripcord from the inside of his jacket and both of them.
Well, sir, I think what you've done to the Holloway family is exactly what you're talking about terrorists doing to people.
Oh, wait a minute.
The way that this is just awful news.
Oh, ma'am, you know. You need some perspective.
You don't have a heart, son. You don't have a daughter
what
or
about
a
that?
Son.
About the family?
The family's not going to know about it. And
what
frankly,
do you mean we're on radio?
They're in Aruba? Oh, man. Is your show carried in Aruba, Mr. Henry?
No, it is
you
not.
You have no heart,
thank
sir.
You.
I think you're part of the alien nation.
Alien?
Yeah.
That means from outer space.
There's no compassion.
All right. Dorothy, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. World famous Phil Henry Show with Brad Rifkin from the Hollywood Party Experience. Is it too soon for a party company that sends out impersonators? Is it too soon for them to be sending out a baton twirling Natalie Holloway lookalike, especially to a little girl's bas mitzvah? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Returning with Brad Rifkin from Hollywood Party Experience. And we're talking about the Natalie Holloway lookalike that every party company has lookalikes. Every singer. In fact, I got a gentleman on the line who used to own a singing telegram company. So this is not unusual.
No, it's not unusual, Phil, but our company is unusual because we believe that entertainment in the post 9/11.
Well, here you go with this post 9/11. In other words, what you're saying is because we may all die tomorrow from a terrorist bomb, tastelessness is okay.
Well, you know, you put it in a way that makes me the bad guy, and I you're skilled at that because you're a professional broadcaster.
No, sir. I don't go to school to learn how to put a guy in a bind. I'm just saying. You're saying because of
I'm telling you that after 9/11, and the fact that you could all of a sudden tomorrow morning wake up with a couple of rashes, and by noon you've got raging anthrax. You're going to worry about who I send over to the party, you know. And the other thing, this father lunged at me. This guy tried to take me out. Now I got to sue him. Now a guy who loves his daughter, cares about his family, now this guy, and he's very wealthy. I may be able to, you know, reinvigorate my advertising business.
And you told me your advertising business is doing fine.
It is. It's doing very well. But what I'm saying is, it's not as good as it might have been. And
so you're going to reinvigorate your advertising business by suing the father of a little girl whose party it was that you sent a Natalie Holloway impersonator to.
Just because you're saying it doesn't make it shocking. We train these people. Natalie, the Holloway lookalike, is a young lady by the name of Debbie Natkin, who is a spitting image of the Holloway broad. Not the Holloway broad, excuse me.
Well, right there, that miss...
I didn't mean to say broad, and I apologize. The Holloway young girl. And
right there in my book was a Freudian slip. 1-800-449-8686. Dave, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Brad, how you doing?
I'm very well. I'm on this show tonight to try to promote my business, and it's...
And, Brad, you're doing a fine job promoting your business. I'm with Brad. I don't see why there's a problem here. Post 9/11. We could all die tomorrow. I mean, I'm driving in a car right now from New York to Ohio, and the chances of me dying are about probably 1,000 times greater than me dying in a bomb, and I live in Manhattan. I'm with Brad anyway. Tastelessness, who cares? Right, Brad?
Well, you know, if you're being sarcastic, you're not doing it very well, sir. I'm not being sarcastic, sir.
You are doing a fantastic jerky boy.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something.
1-800-449-8686. Go over to, I think it's Lotta. Lotta, go ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm absolutely shocked, but one thing I want to say is that the whole idea behind terrorism is to actually gain benefit from these horrible deeds that have been done. And you're doing nothing except doing exactly that. You're trying to benefit from a family's tragedy. You're trying to make money off of it. And if I hear you saying 9/11 one more time, I think I'm going to throw up.
Don't want to remember that 3,000 people died. What about those people? What about those people? Do you care about them? You said you're going to throw up if you hear about them. What respect is that for them people?
Obviously, you did not know anybody who perished. I knew several of the fire chiefs. My husband's a firefighter. I have nightmares to this day. I'm afraid every time he goes to work because he goes into buildings that are in disaster situations.
And I don't know anybody in Paris.
Number one. Number two, perished.
Okay, I'm sorry, Lotta, he didn't understand you. You said perished.
No, I know. I'm using, like, advanced English at this point in time, and I'm sure he can't understand.
Excuse me, but you have an accent, like you come from another country. So
yeah, I was actually going to say that. I'm from Europe. Terrorism is not a new thing in Europe.
Europe, they don't care about 3,000 Americans dead. In fact, the French, they said that we caused it ourselves. That's how much sensitivity they got.
Okay,
and you're worried about me? You people, right after 9/11, said that the Jews caused it and all of this stuff. And I'm Jewish, so I take that very personally.
You take what very personally?
The fact that you people said that American Jews caused 9/11 to happen.
Okay, you don't think that I'm Jewish?
What is this you people thing?
All of these people in Europe.
Wait a second. First of all, you have absolutely no idea of my religion.
If you're from
absolutely
France,
not.
You're probably... What are you, from France?
What am I?
You're probably French, though, right?
No, I'm Swedish. That's a country on the top portion of the European continent.
All right, that right there is you say you're Jewish and Swedish. You had to throw those two together real fast, because that's a load. There's no Jews in Sweden that we know of.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute, man.
There's no Jews in Sweden that we know of.
Yeah, you need to go back to school, and if you miss fifth grade again, you might want to have them highlight the information.
I can assure you, in fifth grade in the United States, they don't teach kids how many Jews there are in Sweden. Wow. You're kidding, right?
You're kidding. Oh, my God.
Look, Mr. Rifkin, the Jewish people are all over the world, given the fact that they've been thrown out of every country practically that they were in.
Where do you think Jewish people went during the Second World War before the United States joined in the war?
Palestine. Ever heard of it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Palestine. Ever heard of it?
Do me a favor.
Sweden? What are they going to do in Sweden other than every time they, excuse me, do you know where a synagogue is? And the Swedes think that's something that comes in a jar pickled. That's what they think a synagogue is in Sweden. They think it's pickled fish.
What are you talking about? You have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
Now, Mr. Henry, I've got great experience with Swedes. My first wife was one. And I can tell you, when I said I'm going to synagogue, she said, "What? Does that come with a mustard sauce?" And I said, "You lousy Jew hater." That's why I divorced her.
You know what?
Can we get serious here for a minute?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Can we get back to the topic
at
hand?
Right,
because obviously, if you need to go back and take classes in school, that's your own issue. And I'm sure you can sign up for an adult class. I'm not going to do that with you over the phone. But I do want to say one thing. Do you have children on your own?
Yes, I do have children.
Like children that you have actually spent time with in your lifetime, not just given sperm to.
I've got two sons in Miami Beach.
Okay, do you have a daughter anywhere in this world that you might come to think of?
Well, ma'am,
In all seriousness, do you have a daughter anywhere?
In all seriousness, are you Jewish? Because you're coming on like the Gestapo, giving me all of these questions, nose is too hooked or something.
If it's way above your...
Man.
If it's way above your level,
no. You're asking me, do I have a daughter?
How you have to?
I do not have a daughter. No.
Okay. If you had a daughter,
right,
who was the most wonderful, precious thing in your life?
Yes.
Went on vacation with her friends and did not come back. You have now lost the most precious thing in your life.
Not if she's happy where she is. Where did she go? Are you saying she died or that she just went off with some kid?
You can't even follow a train of thought.
No, you're telling me she doesn't come back. Maybe she's down there working in a snorkel shop.
Does she come back? Does she know it?
Ma'am, we don't know where Natalie Holloway is. She may be working at a scuba shop.
That is so not my point.
My point is,
she went on vacation. She did not come back when she was supposed to.
She is
right now missing. And the fact that you or anybody like you would think that this is okay to be making money off of is sickening.
I'm only saying that the little girl that had the bas mitzvah and the Natalie Holloway, if she's working at a snorkel shop, if she's working at a...
You've said snorkel shop now three or five times. Where's she going to work? What snorkel shop? Freaking Aruba's an island, man. They've probably been to every snorkel shop, every deep-sea diving shop, every surf shop that they can go to. Where is she working? At TGI?
Yeah, but now you sound like you need to be on America's Most Wanted instead of anything else.
Bottom line here is that
this daughter did not come back when she was supposed to. You're trying to make money off of it. And as far as your advertising go, I'm sure that's why you're staying on the phone as long as you are, because obviously you think that there's going to be some kind of frat boys sitting and listening to this, and it's actually going to say, oh, that would be really cool for our next keg party.
You know what? This guy has got he was circulating a flyer in Vegas that said, got dead cheerleader.
I said we pulled that off the street as soon as I saw it. I did not approve that.
The fact that anybody associated with you or your company even came up with that wonderful poster or flyer should indicate to you that instead of Dorothy, as you so nicely put it earlier, needing medication, you might need to look into getting some for yourself.
Look, Alana, if you're from Sweden and you're Jewish, that means you are a brunette living in a land where most guys go to meet blondes. So how lonely was it?
That is so cute.
Ow, that's got to hurt.
No, that's actually really cute.
All right, look, Alana, I got to run. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bye. Bye-bye. I think you were rude to that lady.
Mr. Henry, my business is being dragged through a veritable pool of diarrhea on your program. Why? because I'm an enterprising businessman. I don't want to hurt the Holloway family. They're in Aruba. As far as I know, they can't hear me in Las Vegas.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, Out of Bounds.
1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Michael. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show, sir.
Hi.
Hi.
Boy, what can I tell you? First of all, Mr. Rifkin, run a singing telegram company where we sent impersonators, celebrity impersonators. The fact that you would send someone who's exploiting a public tragedy to an attorney for his 14-year-old...
He's not an attorney. He's a physician, sir.
Okay.
See?
He has every right to turn around and sue you.
How can he
sue me? And well, good.
He signed a contract that we reserved the right.
Did your contract say that you could send another performer
yes.
of your choice
yes.
that would be a... Do you publicly advertise yourself as a company that sends out offensive material?
Sir, offensive is something that you may define differently from me.
You know what? I do define it differently from you because I think that you don't have any empathy. You do not understand that this is a public tragedy, a very tragic situation, and sending it in the guise of comedy to someone who is a child, to a child's birthday party?
First of all, she's not exactly a child. When you're talking about 14, they know a little bit about the world. Secondly, these are young people that play these instruments.
Hey,
I understand that.
I worked with performers. I've been there. I've done that. I understand that. But I would never send anybody out. I would never send anybody out to promote a public tragedy.
Well,
guise of a comedy.
But then
in what way do you feel that impersonating somebody who is possibly dead could well have been murdered, whose parents are in trauma, and the public is in trauma over this? In what way is that entertainment? In what way is that entertainment or comedy? I don't understand.
I believe that I have been lured onto this program tonight, Mr. Hendry.
No, wait a minute. You knew very well this is a news talk show, an interview show.
I was lured onto your program under the understanding that I would be treated, that I could sell my business, and I have taken nothing but grief. And when I played this marching band, this guy here says it sounds, you know, like the
no,
sonic version
of... No, I'm complaining at the fact that when I say something or make my comments, you play your music, okay? That's what I'm... Yes, you did.
Yes, you
did. I heard it when I'm trying to speak.
I'm hearing it as well, and I would ask you to have respect for the caller.
I'm having respect. I'm listening to
you. You know what, Mr. Rifkin? I do groups for batterers. I do groups
Hold on, Michael. Hold on. I got to take a break.